Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Kafirun. Now, it is narrated in Al-Wasit, which is a tafsir of Al-Wahidi, and this narration is from Ubay ibn Ka'b, who reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words are, "Man qara'a Surah Al-Kafirun faka'annama qara'a rub' al-Quran wa taba'adat minhu maradat ash-shayatin wa baraya min ash-shirk wa yu'afa min al-fazail akbar." So a simple translation of this narrative would be that a person who has read Surah Kafirun, it is as if he has read 1/4 of the Quran, and then the rebellious Satans or devils would be kept away, are kept away from him. They don't come near him. And he is also protected from polytheism. And similarly, he's also protected from the great cataclysm of the Day of Judgment. So this is what this narrative says. But I'm afraid our Rijal authorities have pointed out that this narrative has two persons in its chain of narration, and in the presence of both of these, this narrative cannot be regarded as reliable at all. Now, one of them is Harun ibn Kathir, who is regarded as majhul by Ibn Abi Hatim, and he reports from his father. And similarly, another person in this narrative is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini. Now, Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, the comments about him from our Rijal authorities have been cited in Tehzib al-Kamal of Hafiz Mizzi. And the comments which impugn him are, Yahya ibn Ma'in at one place says that he's laysa bishay, he's nothing. And at another place his words are, za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu, that he's weak and his narratives are not worth writing. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says he's ghayru siqa, which means that he's unreliable. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be za'if. And Imam Bukhari says, يَتَكَلَّمُونَ فِيهِ, which means that there are negative comments about him by the authorities. And Imam Nisa'i says, he's matru, he's been abandoned. And in another place, in a comment which is ascribed to him is that he's لَيْسَ بِسِقَى وَاللَّا يُكْتَبُ hadisu. That Salam bin Sulaym al-Mada'ini is not reliable and his narratives are not worthy of writing. And Abul Qasim al-Bughvi says, ذَئِفُ الْحَدِيثِ جِدًّا, that he is extremely weak in hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruk, he's been abandoned. And at another place he says that he's kazab, he's a liar. So these are the comments about Salam bin Sulaym al-Mada'ini, which are recorded in Tehzib al-Kamal. And we can see from these comments that a person, Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, a person such as him, cannot be regarded as reliable at all. And a narrative in which he appears, and in which, of course, Harun ibn Kathir also appears, will be doubly unreliable. So in the presence of this data, with the narrative I've just read out before you, cannot be properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it would be in our own interest to totally disregard it. Now, as far as reading the Quran is concerned, reading various surahs is concerned, like for example reading Surah Kafirun, then of course our primary motive in reading such surah should be to understand what the surah has for us, to understand its meaning, to understand its purport, to understand its message for us. And this is how it relates to us. However, such narratives as I've just read out to you are concerned, they have absolutely no basis. And we Muslims, it is in our own well-being that we totally disregard them. أَكُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَارِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ